nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vice President Harris will be back in Philadelphia today. She's being interviewed by the National Association of Black Journalists, happening in Old City. Harris doesn't need directions. She was just there last week for the debate with former President Trump. So a day after we had a Biden motorcade, expect another one from Philly International. This one shortly before 2 in the afternoon and again during the evening rush. Campaign hasn't given us specifics, so stay with 103.9 FM. We've got traffic on the twos.
President Biden taking a bow today at the annual conference of historically black colleges and universities in Philadelphia. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lope was there.
President Biden got a warm reception from the faculty, students, and administrators at HBCU Week, boasting that he's given the institutions a record $17 billion in federal funding, and that he was intentional in staffing his administration with HBCU graduates, including, of course, his vice president, a Howard University alum.
I love Kamala. But Delaware State's the best HBCU in America.
He began his remarks denouncing the suspected assassination attempt against Donald Trump, but also condemned rhetoric from the Trump campaign.
Lies and hate are being spread about Haitian Americans in Ohio. It's wrong. And it must stop.
The remarks would have fit in a stump speech, but now Mr. Biden is touting his record and his vision for the history books, not re-election. Katrina King, a grambling parent, believes history will remember him kindly.
Every leader has a purpose, and that purpose also comes with a time period, and it was time to pass the baton. And we are so grateful as we move on to the next chapter.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.